Hello, I'm glad to have you tune in to the second part of this episode, Feeling of Rejection. I hope you've learned one or two things from the previous discussion. Please take your time and complete this episode. God bless you.
You're scared of. So, from my experience, rejection is.
So, do you now have a girlfriend? We want to know, do you have a girlfriend?
This is a. We are talking about rejection, not private life.
All right, thank you. Rejection, not private life. Oh, it's good to hear from you. Okay, we're still dwelling on this aspect of assumption. I believe my brother here has something to say with experience he had based on his assumption.
Okay, rejection now, boiling down to assumption. A lot of things we judge wrongly by assumptions most times, and most times we refuse to take the necessary action we need to take because of assumption. A lot of times there are some things we need to do that would have caused our breakthrough, but because you have assumed that this thing will not be like this, then you refuse to do that which you need to do. And you know, the greatest risk is not taking a risk. So when you don't take a risk, you don't expect anything. It is an action that leads to reaction. An object remains at a state of rest until a force is being applied. So, and that force of application is what we call... So assumption. Assumptional judgment is something that has led many people into error. You see, you just see someone, and because the person is not smiling or is not laughing, or the person is not smiling, you feel, this person did not need me. This person hates me. Let me just avoid this person.
Still talking about rejection.
Yeah, still on rejection, but using the assumptional aspect. So now a lot of people have really missed a lot of things by assuming that this thing is so, why it is not so. A lot of people have actually missed a lot of things by assuming. You know, many a times we seem to judge people by assumption, and that is the worst way to judge people. In as much as you dwell in assumption, you don't know the real this thing. So any judgment that comes from that kind of this thing is a wrong judgment. Many a times we judge people based on their look, and that rejection can as well make you to start assuming that I don't know what this person will mean, or if I go close to this person. So you will start assuming. I would just like to put it this way, that it is dangerous and it is bad. Most times it is sinful to judge people assumptuously. It's better you give a trial, and whatever it is, learn how to face it. Don't just allow it to get over you and to start killing you. So just give a trial. The greatest risk is not taking a risk. Just take that risk first, and don't ever assume that this person, because this person's face is looking straight at, this person must be wicked though. I don't need to go close to this person, or this person is thinking something against me. He's thinking of something against me or planning something against me, so I don't need to go close to the person. So that's just what I will have to say for.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry, we have to dwell on assumption a little bit, because most persons are dwelling in this aspect, this thing called assumption, just because they are afraid of being rejected. Okay, that is why I'm emphasizing that we talk about it a little bit. It's not to digress from our topic, actually. I know it's a topic of its own, okay? And I know that there are great men whom have been rejected. They were rejected initially, and before you know it, eventually, they made a name. I suppose there are many men, many people like that, captains of industries and those who have, you know, discovered so many things. Okay, let's take for instance our Lord Jesus Christ. Like one of our brothers here mentioned, he was rejected. His people in his hometown rejected him. Okay, so rejection is a normal thing. It's a normal thing for one to be rejected. It's normal. Don't think it is strange. Don't think it is too much. It should rather make you look within, look inwards, and find out what is actually going on. Nothing is wrong with you. All you need is just to work on yourself. My brother has something to say regarding somebody who has been rejected but eventually turned it to a success.
Quick one. There's a lady called Deshauna. She got into the military when she was about 18. And then a particular day came, she went to the grocery and a white lady approached her and told her that she looked so beautiful. She was like, wow, thank you, I appreciate. And she was like, why don't you try the USA beauty pageant? And she was like, sorry, I can't because I'm a black lady, I can't. No. Give it a try. That's how I started. And the first year came, she went for the pageant. She was rejected. She tried again the second time. She was rejected. The fourth time, fifth time, the sixth time, she was rejected. And then she called this white lady and was like, I told you I was a black lady. I can't amount to anything on this platform. We were like, no. Give it a try. You'll surely come through. And that was how she, on the seventh time, went for this beauty pageant. And guess what? She won. Not just that, she became the first military black lady to win a beauty pageant. So you can imagine, rejection. She wasn't giving up. You know, when you're not giving up on that rejection, you know, it makes you become a boss of the situation. You know, it makes you become a queen.
And you learn in the process.
You know, there's a popular guy I would talk about, Mr. Bean. I'm sure you all know Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean took his project to a TV station.
Okay.
And the director came to me and was like, sorry, I can't accept you because of your speaking disorder, you know, the way he talks. And that guy went back and discovered more. And I'm sure you all know Mr. Bean. He became so popular, even with that disorder that they say he had. It became so popular, you know. So what you do while you're being rejected is what really matters. It really counts. When you fall to the ground, are you the type that pick up one or two lessons and move on, or you fall and you don't want to go up again? A very typical example of myself, you know, last year I embarked on a particular business,
okay,
which did not turn out. It didn't amount to anything. At that point, I felt so embarrassed. I felt so rejected. I could not come to public gatherings anymore because of the fear of people who start looking at me as someone who is not serious and not stuff. But one day, brother called me and was like, see, you have to raise up and face reality. Forget about what people will say. You have to move on.
Mm.
Like you would say, you know, once your focus is right, forget about what you're seeing. Forget about what you're seeing. Once you have this clear vision of where you're going to, forget about the side attack. It will only come. But I tell you, it will come to make you strong.
Mm,
okay? It will come to make you strong. So you have to brace up and face the future.
Wow.
Thank you.
I love that. You have to brace up and face the future if you really want to make it in life. Okay, your story should be able to encourage another man. If they throw stones on you, listen, if they are throwing stones on you, Don't throw it back at them. Okay? Don't throw it back at them. Make something out of those stones. Right? So, I want us to look at the consequence or consequences of this fear of rejection. Consequences. What will it result to? Okay, can anyone just make mention of something? Okay.
I'll start with myself. You know, when I faced what we call life, you know, it was so hard on me. The first thing that happened was that I isolated myself from people. You know, I could stay indoor for weeks. You know, one thing it does is to, you know, it will create a kind of mindset that will make you feel unworthy. You look as though you're not important. You know, so it built a stronghold to make you feel like you're nobody. I think that's one of the consequences, you know, like you're nobody.
Okay. One of the consequences is that it makes it feel like nobody. And I also add that it can also lead to depression. Okay. It can also lead to depression when you isolate yourself and begin to think of different things in that assumption, in that wall of assumption again. It makes you begin to think of, create another mindset, which is not going to help you. So I want to charge you to not get to the point where it leads to depression. Depression is dangerous. We're still talking about the consequences. Our brother has something to say.
Yeah, one of the consequences is that it makes you not to give a try any longer. You refuse to try anything again. So, and when you refuse to try, in as much as you are not giving in anything, it's your input that determines your output. In as much as you're not giving in anything, you don't expect to get anything from anywhere. So the fear of rejection makes you not to try anything any longer. It makes you not to give in anything.
It leads to stagnation.
Stagnation. And one other thing in line with the assumption that we also mention is it helps you to create enmity with people.
Yes.
You start creating an unnecessary enmity with people just because you assume this is what this person will tell me. You will give the person the face, you judge the matter and you conclude within yourself that this is this and this is this about this. So it will make you to also lose opportunities.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people might be looking funny. A lot of people might be looking funny, but you going close to them, you will discover that there are a lot of activity opportunities tied to them that you can get from them. But because of the fear of rejection or because of assumption, you feel, I don't need to go close to this person so that this person will not embarrass me or that. So even where God has prepared for you to go and prosper, you feel, if I go there, I just mess up myself. It will even help, you cannot try anything. So, and in fact, it will later lead to depression. And that is the core. From there, it takes the person to suicide because you feel, I don't want anything anymore. So I believe those are what some of
them. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. And I also want to quickly mention that it also breeds the feeling of inadequacy. It's a topic for another day. When you feel inadequate, it can pass you from trying more, like my brothers have said. Okay, Solomon.
Let's not forget that rejection breeds assumption. It breeds assumption. And one thing about assumption is it makes you to live in a virtual world. You don't stay in the real world. Because assumption makes you live in your own... Your world will become your imagination. Where you see someone, you program yourself already that this person will not like me. And whatever you program, you start acting that way. So everything you will do now will make that person not to truly like you, because you program your body to work against you. So, and again, they say the richest place on earth is the graveyard. A lot of people have lost talent, or they buried talent because of assumption. They've killed themselves because they assume that nothing good can come out from them.
Yes.
So when you are rejected, please continue. Keep trying. Because people that the most successful people on earth, they didn't give up. Because if they give up, at least they'll be in part of, they'll be in the grave now, they'll become a tenant to the grave or a landlord. Let me use that word. So people that have succeeded, if you read their biography, you know that, you know, it's not as if the idea they had was accepted immediately. They took out time. And again, rejection can be telling you that go and prepare more. It's a sign of you that, okay, you are not ready.
You're not ready. Prepare go more. And prepare more. Okay.
There is something you are missing. Prepare more. Prepare more. A case in point is Michael Faraday. He tried until he got it. And now we are celebrating him even after his death.
Imagine.
So rejection is just telling you, go and prepare more. Or it's not, you are not ready for this particular phase of your life. Prepare more. And don't see suicide as an option to rejection. Like, no, people are dying because they see it as the easiest way out. Let me shock you. When you die, you have fire, it's 3-bedroom flat.
I'm telling you,
the AC is not blowing cold, it's blowing hotness. And it's
the beginning of rejection.
That time the rejection will come with torture. It's not as if this one, but this, so when you see another way you can fight rejection is open up. They say a problem shared is a problem half solved. Yeah. Open up. You don't know who might hear your plea and give you advice. And that advice might be the one that will trigger your happiness. So please open up and see what God will do towards that.
Okay, thank you very much. Rejection is not something you should harbor. Don't keep it in your mind, okay?
Yeah, to compliment what my brother just said, one is to open up and one is to be positive-minded. You know, be positive-minded. Always have this positive mind that whatever comes out from this, I'll bear it. You know, it is when you're being truthful to yourself that even when the wrong comes, you can be able to, you know, manage it and turn it to a story that is worthy to be told. Thank you.
Okay, what I get again from what you just said is that you should make provision for it. Prepare your mind for it. And that will help you to develop a strong will. When you develop a strong will, you succeed. I've heard of a broadcaster that said that he's been rejected severally. And even his friends were encouraging him not to give up, actually, And he refused. And today he's doing very well. There is beauty in consistency. You might not start well. Like the podcast, yeah, we are not perfect. But truth is, the vision is that one day we'll become one of the best podcasters. That is it. Okay? Our audio may not be that good, but we are working on something. It's consistency that you make the difference. Okay? So whatever state of rejection you have seen is not big enough to kill that big destiny you have. Okay, you're too strong, you're too big to, you know, allow small rejection to kill the giant in you. So wake up and tell yourself, no, I am better, I can do it. Like my brother mentioned earlier on, evaluate yourself. Maybe it's not yet time, you just have to work harder. The more you may be thinking that, or maybe saying in your mind that we don't understand how you feel and all of that well, but I want you to go back and think of the great men. I believe the Bill Gates and the rest of them that are very rich today must have been rejected in one way or the other. Some of them, their ideas looked very, very stupid. Like what's his name now? The man that has Disney World. I don't know his name. I've forgotten his name right now. When he started drawing cartoon for all these newspaper industries or something like that, I may not get it that right, but he was rejected and he left. Had to go and start his own company. I tell you, he's one of the greatest. He's very rich. So rejection is a positive, you know, if you look at it positively, okay? So you have to wake up. Wake up and tell yourself that you can handle it. Breeze up. Breeze up. Breeze up. And fight the man behind the mask. It will come your way next time. Okay?
Good to have you listen to us to this point. God bless you.